News Radio 1240 and 1310 KIUL, Mid-America in the Morning. Good morning and welcome back. On the phone with us, we've been promoting this all week, the author of the new book, Ashwood, talking about greed, corruption, and mismanagement, destroying democratic systems and homelessness, joblessness results in takeover by political and industrial elites. The award-winning author from Minnesota Cold, we have Cynthia Kroc on the phone. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fine.
Wonderful. Now, where are you located? Are you on the East Coast?
Oh, no. I'm also in Mid-America. I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, well, wonderful. That's perfect. So you know kind of the weather we've been getting lately.
Today's wonderful. We've had rain for a few days, but today is a gorgeous September morning.
Fantastic. Now, tell us a little bit about your new book, Ashwood. You based it, it's a fiction thriller. Well, tell us a little bit about the book.
Okay. Ashwood actually takes place after a global economic meltdown and the rebuilding of the United States and the government's involvement in really creating a new economic system, which pretty much does away with what we know today to put people to work and to feed people and clothe people, house people, and in a whole different structure.
Having a background in economics, you went to the University of Minnesota for labor and economics and educational psychology.
Right.
Do you think this is kind of the trend that we're moving towards in our current state here in the U.S.?
It's been real interesting. I wrote this book actually in 2008, so before the big market meltdown.
Okay.
And at that time, Ashwood was much more of a theoretical kind of approach, but watching how people have looked to the government to save them or provide a comfortable landing zone through our real experience with an economic meltdown has really made me wonder what would happen if we had taken that kind of like final turn and gone into depression, about what people expect and want out of their government, and then the reality of trying to live in what that different world structure could look like. Perhaps what people think they would want, which is, you know, some sense of assurance that everything was going to be okay, would result in a world that long term would not be that comfortable for us.
Now, with you're right, and the government can't really support that many people like that.
Right.
Although they try to, it seems like sometimes with more having more benefits for Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, which are good programs, but are bankrupting our system right now. You mentioned in here, one of your quotes. I'm going to read this quote to you from one of your former interviews that you've had. Because I studied economics at a graduate level, I've long dreaded what might happen in an economy that is 75% consumer driven. How do corporations survive when ordinary people can no longer afford to purchase things because their incomes have been stunted or jobs lost in the struggle to meet ever-increasing shareholder expectations? Interestingly, the first draft of the book was completed just when the stock market dipped into the 6,000 range in 2009. Having a 75% consumer-driven economy, how can that change, even though we're going through an economic crisis, even though the government's trying to take more and more in, having the big bailouts, how would that affect the average person if the government took more of the economy like that?
Well, the big shocker in Ashwood is, we have long become a country that doesn't make things so much anymore. And so what the new kind of gross national product during the Ashwood years is actually intellectual capabilities. So all those consultants and engineers and designers who are out there. But I think the long-term piece that we really will struggle with in today's economy is the underemployment or long-term unemployment, more of those people who are in their 50s and 60s, because that's going to stay with us for decades, that the baby boomers won't be able to take their grandchildren to Disney World or perhaps build that second vacation home for their retirement years. And so that's a reality. I don't know that we'll ever really come back to the easier years that we had in the 2000s, for instance.
Does it worry you that in a democracy, or I guess us technically we're a constitutional republic,
right. But
does it worry you that we may be losing some of that, some of the freedom, some of that type of old mentality of America when we only have 30 to 40% voter turnouts during elections?
That's a great point, Andy. The people of Ashwood are very much cared for by their government, but not so much involved in the continuation of being governed. And, you know, I think the last election, last national election, we had record-breaking turnout. But overall, it feels to me like the distance between those who govern and those who are governed, it just keeps you know, separating and spreading and spreading. So you have, like, Glenn Beck's rally and the old Million Man March and all those kind of pieces seem to be people wanting to be acknowledged again by the government, because the reason there's a government is for the good of its people. But the pressures of wars and all the multinational corporations' needs out of different countries may be replacing some of, like, taking care of the people themselves.
Cynthia Crock, author of Ashwood and award-winning author of Minnesota Cold, on the phone with us. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we will be handing out some of your books here to listeners. We'll be doing trivias and giveaways here. So thank you so much for sending us the books.
Great.
And we look forward to hearing back from you and doing another interview with you in the future.
Okay, great. Thank you, Andy.
All right, thank you.